All right, here we are in Module 2, the four quadrants. I'm going to explain to you what these quadrants are and what is so important about them. Now, last week, we went into measuring a lot of the areas of our lives. What I've done is I've distilled it down to four quadrants, four areas, four pillars, whatever you want to call it, that we're going to take a look at and we're going to quantify and talk a little bit about more in detail. Now, through each of these quadrants, you will be able to segment from there, and I'll show you exactly what I mean by there. But before we get into the quadrants, let's go over some very important information. Did you measure your time last week? It's so critical that you actually take the time to do this exercise. Like I said, you should measure it for a week. And that way you get a good sense of what's going on because, you know, every day is going to be different. But if you didn't measure for a week, you should have at least done it for 3 days. And if you didn't do it for 3 days, you should have done it at least for one. Now, I've been getting great feedback from many of the people going through this information, and I can tell you this, that it does fall into those three categories. You have somebody that's willing to do the full week, you have others that'll do about 3 days, and then you have somebody else that'll do 1 day. And that's, I would venture to say the people that do it for 1 day really aren't doing a thorough job. They're not taking it serious. I know some of you are looking for a magic bullet, and the fact of the matter is there are very few magic bullets in life. You need to put in the work. Now, you've got to ask yourself the tough questions. The tough questions enable you to be able to distinguish what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, where you're making the best inroads of your time and where you're not. It's so critical, and I'm going to keep repeating this because dynamic mental entrainment, the formula that you've got, that you're going to be getting, is a very good formula. It works, and it works all the time. But you've got to set yourself up with a game plan if you're actually going to see some results. And questions are the key. Questions are so important when you ask them because the same thing's true with me. When I counsel somebody, when I coach somebody, I ask them questions. It's a constant question and answer session. And that's how I can develop what somebody's doing, by asking questions. It's just as important that you ask yourself questions. Am I doing the most productive thing possible at this given moment? You might not like the answer, but you got to ask the question. Have you put together a game plan? Because if you haven't, you're not taking this serious. And if you're not taking this serious, you might as well just quit right now. And I'm serious about that. I mean, I like people when they sign up for my programs, but I really like it when they actually do it. And so you've got to put together a game plan, no doubt about it. And then the next thing is, how confident are you now based on what you did last week? Now, what I'm saying by that is confidence, which I've always said, is the ability to pull something off. So maybe after going through those exercises, you said, you know what, I feel confident that I can now understand where my time is being spent. I can now see some critical holes in my game that I can actually start to create a better plan. Now, some of you are going to be like, man, I'm totally not confident. I'm blown out of the water with how, you know, messed up my time situation is and some of the exercises that you went through. And that's okay. But rate yourself. Again, these are the tough questions. How confident are you now? Scale of 1 to 10. 1 being not very confident and the 10 being, hey man, I'm ready to take it on. Because again, after the 8 weeks, we want your life to be changed in a dramatic way. That you now know exactly what you need to do in order to get whatever you want from your life. It's a pattern. It's a system. It's a formula that works when you work it. Now, let's talk a little bit about the 80-20 rule, because this is real important. I probably should have even mentioned this last week, but I don't like to give too much information. There's probably going to be too much information in this module anyway, but that's okay. You can go over go over it many, many times. But one thing you've got to understand is that 80% of any of your results comes from only 20% of any activity. And for those of you that know and understand this law, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's based on Pareto's law. It was a guy that was I think it was an economist, and he started noticing that 80% comes from 20% of any activity. And after you've measured your time, you've seen this to be true. And I've seen it to be true. Trust me on this. I mean, I have everything that I instructed you to do last week, I've done. I do, and I'm continuing to do it on an ongoing basis as much as possible. That doesn't mean that I want you to be a robot or you have to be so regimented. That's not the point. The point is so you know what's going on in your time situation. And what you need to do is you need to apply this 80-20 rule to your mind. What I mean by that is you may understand the law, you may have even heard of it before, and you said, hey, yeah, I believe that, but maybe you haven't applied it. What I mean by that is I want you to start looking at anything that you do and start looking at that 80-20 rule and realizing that it's going to be about 20% of your work that's going to give you 80% of your results. It's a very interesting concept, and in some cases it's 95-5, 90-10. It's an amazing, amazing rule to live by. Now, once you find it out where that 20% is, you want to cut out the 80% and start working on the 20% of whatever you're doing that is your functional results from the activity. And then, you know, as you go by, you then cut the 80% of that. So what you end up doing in a very short period of time, or over a period of time, is you become more productive. You become more laser focused. Now, this is when I get into the actual four quadrants, and I'm going to go into detail on each one, you're going to really get a good understanding of how you can be laser focused. When I coach people initially, they'll say, man, this is a lot of work you're putting me through, Al. I feel like I'm back at school. And it's like, well, do you want to be successful or not? Because I got news for you. Any company that I ever worked with, you know, we did planning sessions every quarter. We did planning sessions at the beginning of every year. And we went through all these numbers, and we went through all, you know, excruciating details. But it's through the details that you come up with some commonalities. And even there, 80% of the work we did in the planning was just a waste of time. It was just time spent. But we got 20% that we needed. We needed to get that information. Sometimes you had to do the 80 to get to the 20. And so it's important that you really plan this stuff out. Now, the four pillars or quadrants of power, let me just go over them right now. Number one is body control. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into detail about how you can get back control of your body. Now, I wouldn't say I'm a nutritionist, but as a former competitive bodybuilder, martial arts instructor, qigong instructor, meditation expert, I've got a pretty good handle on body control. I can show you how to do that, and I'm going to give you some really good highlights on what you can do to get that body control. Mind control. Who doesn't want mind control? And that's really what this is about. Dynamic mental entrainment is about getting mind control. The mind controls everything that you do. If you can get control of your mind, you can then get control of your body, your money, your time, because now you have a generator inside of your head that really knows how to laser focus. I'm going to talk about money control. Now, I'm going to talk about it from the standpoint of how you should understand it, how you should respect money, and how you can get more money. And then the fourth thing is time control, having control of your time and understanding that it's having it in the right components as far as how your time is laid out that is going to determine how good of a life you're living. And it's very exciting stuff. Now let me just show you a quick overview of the four quadrants: body control, mind control, time control, and money control. Like I said, last week we went over a lot of material, and you'll even notice on the goal setting or the goal achievement Excel spreadsheet, whatever that thing's called, you'll notice that these were all in all these areas. Now, I've broken it down into these four quadrants. Again, because I like to make things simple, I don't want to inundate you with all these things you got to do. But I'll tell you right now, you can segment, you can have spokes coming off of each one of these. Time control for work, time control for family, time control for leisure, time control for hobbies. You got body control. It could be running, lifting weights, martial arts, meditation, mind control. Could be reading books and so on and so forth. Money control, the same thing. Could be your job, your second job, your hobby job. It could be your wife's job. It could be, you know, you got your dog doing food commercials and all this other stuff. That's what the four quadrants are based on. Why did I choose these four? Because of you. The feedback that I get from people really flows into these four areas. Being in great shape, losing weight, being in control of the body, being in control of the mind, obviously. It's what Mind Force is all about. Time control. How do I get more time, Al? And then money control. How do I make more money? How do I keep more money? How do I focus on getting more attraction to the money factor? I'm going to go into each one of these areas individually so that you can understand and get a glimpse of how you can attack this from the quadrants of power. Thanks for watching, and I'll talk to you soon.